In this installment of Friendship in Verse, we're going to focus on Elizabeth Bishop. Elizabeth Bishop was born on February 8, 1911, and she died on October 6, 1979. She was 68 years old. Impressively, Elizabeth Bishop was the Poet Laureate of the United States from 1949 to 1950. She was a Pulitzer Prize winner in 1956 and a National Book Award winner in 1970. Even beginning with the start of Bishop's career, she was tied with Moore on the literary scene. Moore was her mentor, and she was partially responsible for helping Bishop publish her first book, North and South. Moore suggested Bishop for the Huffington Mifflin Prize for Poetry, and North and South found itself in publication. 1,000 copies were printed and distributed, and Elizabeth Bishop found herself on the poetry circuit. Similarly to Moore, Bishop was adamant about not being considered a female writer, as I had mentioned previously about Moore. But there are generational differences in the political issues that Moore and Bishop discuss in their writing. Bishop's refusal to be included in an all-female anthology was confusing to some of the women in third-wave feminism. Adrienne Reich, who was one of the first critics to offer a feminist reading to Bishop's poetry, initially discounted Bishop's verse because of her refusal to be placed in these gendered collections. This commentary from Reich is particularly illuminating because it shows the progression of feminist politics and poetry through the generations. First, Moore started, Bishop was mentored by Moore, and her poetry begins to change. And again, Adrienne Reich, a particularly important poet, comes on the scene and is confused by Bishop's politics as well, initially. So a pretty interesting transgression. Bishop was more overt than in her poetry than Moore, specifically talking about the connection between Moore and Bishop. And this tension can be witnessed in one of her most famous poems, Roosters. There is an infamous quarrel over this poem between Moore and Bishop. Moore edited the poem, and according to Kristen Zona, there are some alarming changes that were made within the text. Zona notes, Bishop's roosters echo with horrible insistence, grating like a wet match from the broccoli patch. The crow of Moore's cock is less distressing than an immediate echo, whereas Bishop's birds have cruel feet and stupid eyes. Moore's creatures are merely unseeing. Moreover, Bishop's roosters usher in an aura of chaotic, mounting frenzy that permeates the first half of her poem, enacting a displacement in perspective. So one thing that Zona is noting is the difference between Moore's and Bishop's reaction to these lines. Moore would prefer for more things to be interpreted by the reader, less obvious and seen. For example, when she's saying she wants the birds to be unseeing rather than Bishop's line of them having cruel feet and stupid eyes. Those adjectives are a lot more intense and really give the reader a perspective that is not created on their own. Many more comparisons can be made about the difference between Moore's and Bishop's edits, but I think that is most interesting that Moore replaced explicitly graphic words and phrases to adjectives that are more vague. It's true that Bishop began to be more daring in her poetry, and Roosters was one of the poems that emerged that began to mark this change away from Moore's writing. With all of the life connections between these two poets, I would argue that change is mainly produced by the generational differences. They have great similarities and great camaraderie, but I think especially with Rooster, you can begin to see the difference in the poetic mindset that's emerging. Later in the podcast, we'll continue to think about this issue of generational differences between the two poets and how this makes their poetry different or similar. But directly, in our next installment of Friendship in Verse, we will enjoy a reading of The Fish, which is a poem that both Marianne Moore and Elizabeth bishop share the title.